Old Man Winter is on the way, but you can weather the storm by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's year-end sale. This year, we're celebrating our 50th anniversary with big savings. From now until the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Stock up on supplements to help fight colds and flu, and pick up some healthy living gifts for your friends and family, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or online at myvillagegreen.com, or call us at 301-530-0800. Our big year-end sale will blow you away.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. We've got a great show lined up for you today with a wonderful special guest. Today, we're going to be talking specifically about inflammation, one of the biggest and most important concerns plaguing Americans today. Everybody's aware that chronic inflammation is creating or contributing to most common health conditions. We know cardiovascular disease has its roots in inflammation. We're learning that cancer has its roots in inflammation. We're learning even that diabetes risk has its roots in inflammation. And of course, all the other inflammatory conditions that make people miserable, like arthritis, has its roots in inflammation. And we know that most Americans are inflamed, mostly by way of our lifestyle and diet and things that we've been doing in regards to our health and what we've been putting in our mouths. And today we're going to be talking about understanding inflammation, and we're going to be talking about tools, some of the fundamentals on how to shift different areas of the body to reduce inflammation, and some very important tools that you can use to support your body through this process as you work with diet and lifestyle. Of course, as always, I've got a wonderful special guest. I've got Dr. Robert Silverman on the phone with me today. Dr. Silverman graduated magna cum laude from the University of Bridgeport College of Chiropractic and has a Master's of Science in Human Nutrition. His extensive list of educational accomplishments includes his designations as a Certified Nutrition Specialist, Certified Clinical Nutritionist, Certified Strength and Conditioning Specialist, Certified Kinesio Taping Practitioner, NASM Certified Corrective Exercise Specialist, and a Certified Sports Nutritionist from the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Dr. Silverman is a diplomat with the American Clinical Board of Nutrition and diplomat with the Chiropractic Board of Clinical Nutrition. He is also a hardstyle kettlebell certified instructor. He has full-time successful private practice in White Plains, New York, where he specializes in the treatment of joint pain with innovative science-based non-surgical approaches. He is an internationally known speaker and author, contributing to articles published in Dynamic Chiropractic, Chiropractic Ergonomics, The Original Internist, and Holistic Primary Care. Dr. Silverman was awarded the 2015 Sports Chiropractor of the Year by the ACA Sports Council. Dr. Silverman, thank you for taking the time to be with us on the show today this morning.
Thank you for having me. I look forward to our conversation.
Yeah, so, you know, most people are aware of the problems of inflammation. I think that's somewhat noted by the fact that there's been a lot of research relating inflammation to different health conditions. And when you look at people's buying patterns, the herb turmeric, I believe, is the number one selling natural health supplement in the market, which is most people know it as an anti-inflammatory. So not only do we have the science showing that inflammation is a major root cause of a lot of the chronic health conditions we deal with, but the public is starting to get aware of it and seeking options for reducing their inflammation because, let's face it, there's really no pharmaceuticals and no prescription therapies that really quell inflammation on a large scale. So talk to us, Dr. Silverman, about inflammation. What is it? Why does it contribute to these problems? You know, and we'll get into a real discussion about what it is and why our body, you know, is prone to it, and then we can talk about some solutions.
Yeah, that was a great starting point, what you explained about turmeric being number one in inflammation. So me as a functional nutritionist, medicine doctor, the first thing I would want to stop, or at least modulate, and we'll get to those concepts about modulate and resolution, would be inflammation. It is the number one thing that everybody's dealing with in America today. It's been coined by Time Magazine as meta-inflammation. So even though people aren't complaining of pain, they're all running around slightly inflamed. You talked about it earlier in your introduction about blood sugar. Blood sugar is a major issue in the U.S. today. By 2030, half of Americans will have blood sugar dysregulation. I mean, that's a scary concept. We used to have this term called adult onset diabetes. What happened to it? Now they call it type 2 diabetes. And the simple reason is they call it type 2 diabetes now. There's been such an increase in children that got it, they had to change the name. So blood sugar leading to inflammation is an enormous concern. Some other things in reference to inflammation would be gut or excessive gut permeability. Our gut has the bulk of our immune system. It's about 70% of our immune cells are in our gut. And most people don't understand that gut health is very unique and it's pristine to allowing us to be healthy. So inflammation is truly running rampant. And I think it would be the number one thing that we would want to, as you said, quell. Great lead in also with the turmeric, which has been known to decrease inflammatory pathways, which are the LOX and the COX, the 5-lipoxygenase. Turmeric is also really well known to help with muscle regeneration if someone exercises. And the big takeaway with turmeric is that it blocks the inflammatory signaler in cells, which is NF-kappa-B. Curcumin now is the active ingredient, and in most formulations, when we'll talk about a new way of getting a higher bioavailability of curcumin, curcumin is typically only bioactive in most turmeric formulations at about 3%.
Yeah, so we know, and we've talked about curcumin before on the show, we know it has these amazing anti-inflammatory properties, but the problem is getting it in your body and getting the therapeutic levels up in the blood. And there are some innovative ways that that is starting to happen. So let's talk about some aspects of, you know, what causes inflammation and chronic causes. You mentioned the gut, Dr. Silverman. Can you talk a little bit more about how aspects of GI health could potentially affect inflammation in the body?
Sure, I'd love to. When I go around and I lecture, one of the things I talk about is my Dr. Rob's gut matrix. So we have a compromise in the gut, and it leads to gut to the brain, which is really great book out there, Dr. Perlmutter's book, Rain Brain. So we have a direct correlation with things that are not being absorbed in the gut or leaking through the gut, adversely affecting our brain and causing neurodegeneration. Also, we have a tremendous amount of literature that speaks about gut permeability or leaky gut and increased incidence of diabetes. In addition, gut has also been shown in literature to lead towards increase in obesity and failing body composition. Me, who has my origins in chiropractic, sees direct correlations between the gut compromise and soft tissue injuries because of the increase of something called MMPSs, matrix metalloproteinases, the body's own proteolytic enzymes that are released at the time of injury or inflammation, and cytokines, which are the inflammatory markers that hit the receptor sites in the cell. So the gut concept of gut to diabetes, gut to brain, and such, the gut is something that is where most functional nutrition people should start. And clearly the first thing you would consider is a probiotic. Mm-hmm. And what would you look for in a probiotic? You would look for in a probiotic, you would make sure it has a genus, species, and a strain. And what do I mean by that? Lactobacillus is a genus, species is Acidophilus, and strain, something like NCFM. It's a very strain-specific item that people would really want to take. In addition, you would want to make sure that this probiotic has an expiration date, because if it doesn't have an expiration date, it probably implies that it's been dead or it's not there. And finally, you would want to make sure that it was under some sort of GMP processes where you get in a good health food store and or, like you've talked about, a drug, health-oriented drug store.
Yeah, so we talked about probiotics on the show before, and certainly, you know, the research around gut microflora and its effect around the body are really far reaching. And you talk about gut permeability, certainly influenced by the microflora of our gut. We know that certain foods and reactions to foods can significantly also make gut permeability worse or trigger gut permeability. So there's many different things that support or compound the impacts of what you can do to support your GI system. Certainly with probiotics, I mean, that is where the research is getting really interesting, Dr. Silverman, that, you know, you talked about this looking for specific strains. We know that, you know, there's all of these Lactobacillus acidophilus products, but not all of them are researched, and there's thousands of different strains, and it's really interesting to see some specific strains being studied for specific outcomes. And I think where the research is going is really looking more at strain-specific probiotic therapy so we can confirm the effects in the human body in certain conditions and then recreate that as a therapy. And I think because the science was a little bit early and we knew probiotics were really important for gut health, you know, it's been sort of everybody just takes whatever probiotic, but I think that's definitely where it's moving. I think one of the other really important things to consider, and Dr. Silverman, maybe you can touch on this a little bit as well, taking a probiotic is a step in supporting gut health, but really without what we know, what we're learning about the influence, how to influence the gut microbiome, the most significantly, really is about changing your diet, right? And thinking about the foods that you're putting in your system, that seems to have the most profound effect on gut health, correct?
Agreed. I mean, it goes to the concept of something that you and I were talking about prior to coming on the air, was something like a 5R program. So the acronym, all the R's, would be remove. The first thing you need to do is remove bad foods, foods that are sensitive to the individual patient. Really, the remove phase is that food sensitivity or inflammatory food phase. In addition, I'm a big proponent of removing the bad bacteria. Certain berberine HCLs, aromatic oils, are a great choice in that remove phase. So you're taking the foods out, but you're also removing some of the bad bacteria. Then you're going to want to replace some digestive enzymes, betadine HCL, and some pancreatic enzymes to help with digestion. Because quite frankly, every patient I ask, you have gas and bloating, 9 out of 10 people raise their hand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most people do not have pain in the stomach because the intestines on the inner layer do not have any pain fibers. So most people, the only true way to ascertain that someone's having a problem is gas and bloating. The third phase, which is the one we were talking about with the probiotic, would be to reinoculate with the good bacteria, specific, again, genus, species, strain. Specific strains that are known to help with the gut. The NCFM is the one that comes to mind, Plantarum 299V, mm-hmm. etc. And then the fourth one, and I think at some point we'll expand even more on this, it's the regeneration phase, specific protocols of glutamine, a now bioavailable form of curcumin in this new formulation, a new skerm that breaks down what we would say or doesn't allow NF-kappa B to be expressed, micronutrients, and the such. And of the last one would be the retain phase, retain your gut health. It's a critical element. Someone like me who's flying all the time in these different cities, every time I get on a plane, people laugh at me. I pop a probiotic because the plane's an incubator for different bacteria and the foods and the like. But you're right. Food is the potentiator for inflammation, and people have to start understanding that you are what you eat, mm-hmm. you are what you eat, and you absorb.
Yeah, it is really, the research is exciting, and all of those things are wonderful, wonderful ideas. I mean, we're learning that, you know, just shifting your diet for a day can start to shift the microflora in your gut in an unfavorable way if you were to eat high fat, high sugar, low fiber foods. But shifting back to a high fiber diet with lots of vegetables and, you know, the right balance of fruits, you can start shifting the probiotic back in a good balance within a day. I mean, so it really moves quite quickly. These bacteria have very short life cycles and can be influenced very easily by what you put in your body. And I think that's one of the reasons why we're seeing so much chronic inflammation in our society, is the foods that we're choosing to eat are continuing to foster the growth of the unfavorable bacteria that basically contribute to things like diabetes, inflammation, and you know, system-wide dysfunction. And so using diet and nutrition, fiber primarily, which serves as what's called a prebiotic to actually really sort of prime the gut so that the good bacteria can grow, is one of the major keys to supporting gut health. And then supporting that with specific probiotics and all the other things that we're going to discuss in the show is really the key to getting things back under control. So Dr. Silverman, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, let's pick this conversation up again. Let's talk about some important nutrients for reducing inflammation. Let's talk about some other strategies. Really get into this idea of how do we create a plan or a program, and what products do we want to be thinking about to support a lifestyle planner program in order to get inflammation under control and support overall health. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. We're going to be back right after these words.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
If you have arthritis, everyday tasks can become a challenge. That's why more and more doctors are recommending Arthrobin, an all-natural medical food for the dietary management of osteoarthritis. It contains a combination of bioflavonoids, which work to reduce inflammation and joint deterioration, along with collagen peptides, which increase joint mobility, function, and repair. Arthrobin is not a drug and is virtually free of negative side effects. Look for Arthrobin by Designs for Health today, available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I'm your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. We're here from 10 to 11 every Sunday, so don't forget to set your dials. Today, we're talking about an important topic related to inflammation, and we've covered inflammation before, specifically as it relates to oftentimes, you know, a single nutrient. I think today, my special guest, Dr. Silverman, we're really talking about inflammation from many different levels. How do we really work to reduce the overall inflammatory levels in our body, which we know are contributing to a lot of different health conditions across the board? So, you know, Dr. Silverman, in the last segment, you kind of glossed over this 5R sort of program that I think kind of focuses on the gut. But really what we're learning is that a lot of supporting the foundation of health starts with the gut, because the gut contains 70% of our immune system. And it is our immune system that's responsible for dictating inflammation in our body. You know, the immune system is what turns on and turns off inflammatory signals. And if 70% of it is located within the gut, we better pay attention to the health of the gut, because that's going to be telling the immune system what it should be doing relating to inflammation or not. So can you sort of review again the 5 R's and talk about some of the different steps that are necessary to really start rebuilding and supporting optimal gut health and how that relates to inflammation?
Sure. Let's go through stage number one, or R number one, is remove. So we're going to remove the bad foods or any food sensitivity. So typically we start patients with a anti-inflammatory, gluten-free type of diet. So we're taking gluten and dairy essentially out of anything else they may be allergic to. Now that we remove the offending substances, we also want to remove the bad bacteria. Something called dysbiosis typically going on, meaning there's an unbalancing of the good and bad bacteria, and the seesaw is tilted higher towards the bad bacteria. So we want to get more in a symbiosis. Remember, a probiotic really refers to pro-life. An antibiotic, which has caused a lot of these gut problems, is killing or anti-life. So I would recommend at that point something called candy backed in BR if someone is their train wreck patient or train wreck person and they have bowel issues that has a large amount of berberine HCl, which is almost like a medicinal herb. So I would recommend that. If they're having some respiratory issues, sniffling, sinus, and the like, I would recommend something called candy-backed in AR, which has a tremendous amount of aromatic oils, sage oils, copis root. That's great to clear up the sinuses. We usually do that for a week or two, remove everything. We then move right into what we call the replace, replacing enzymes, digestive enzymes, to increase digestion. Betadine HCl is a great choice to help with stomach, gastric upset, and digestion. Whereas for some pancreatic issues, it's protease, lipase, and the such, which will help with that pancreatic. So now we've covered that replace.
Right, and can we talk about that for one second? I think people
sure.
know the idea of digestive enzymes. I think it's important for people to understand that, you know, if you don't properly break down and digest your food, then the good bacteria, the bacteria that we want to inhabit our gut, that reduce inflammation and you know, process our food for us and help extract nutrients and help improve digestion, they can't break down food unless it's broken down properly in the earlier phases of digestion. And if our good bacteria can't have the ability to break that food down, those large food particles have to get processed by other microorganisms that are not considered favorable. So you end up in this situation where you are not feeding your good bacteria and you're providing food for the unfavorable bacteria, and all of a sudden you start to create microfloral shifts in your gut. So that's the importance of digestive enzymes in supporting the digestive process. This goes beyond just digestive enzymes and has to do with sitting down and relaxing when you eat, to properly chew your food so that you're breaking things down and producing enough saliva and triggering all the processes in your body that naturally help to digest, break down the protein and carbohydrate and fat structures of food. So I think that's just important. People know about digestive enzymes, but to understand the hows and the whys of why they actually shift microflora, I think is just something important to touch on. So you can go ahead, Dr. Silverman, you can finish up on that topic if you have any other words, or you can move on to what you were about to talk about next.
No, that was a great addition. I'm happy that you clarified that for everybody. And as you talked about foods not breaking down, one of the biggest problems is the protein. So
yes.
The protein is so big, it typically doesn't pass the gut. But unfortunately, when that gut becomes more open or more permeable, the protein passes, and that causes the issues with autoimmune, which we're going to get to. But that was great. Yes, they're not breaking the foods down, they're not digesting, and that is truly causing that dysbiosis. You had talked about the one day of changing your foods really causing a lot more bad bacteria. That was a study that came out of Harvard, and I mean, that's truly a breathtaking study, because most people who diet or think they watch their diet eat good for 6 days and, you know, pig out on the seventh. And now we know that that's not the way to have good health. So as we close up phase two, then we go to the re-inoculate phase. And we're re-inoculating again with good probiotics. So typically we usually use, once again, the Lactobacillus acidophilus, NCFM, and the B. lactis BIO5, genus, species, and strain that has truly been shown in many, many of both human and animal studies to help with gut lining growth, irritable bowel, gas, bloating, and the like. Finally, the regeneration phase, which is really the big one. People, you know, say, well, I'm allergic to gluten, I'm allergic to food, I take it out, I feel well. They never really healed their gut lining. The product that we love very much for that, its brand new improved formula, is Ultra Inflamex Plus 360. And Ultra Inflamex Plus 360 has some new ingredients, one of which is a SCRM, another acronym for Selective Kinase Response Modulator. Wow. So essentially, they are herbs that block specific signals in a cell to not allow the cell to produce inflammation. So for all of us who are looking for a non-medical approach, for lack of a better term, everybody should be jumping in the air and doing jumping jacks and burpees, because now we have something to flick the health switch in a cell. And this SCRM is different than the other ones researched prior, because not only does it block NF-kappa B, it also stimulates the the NRF2 pathway, which is an antioxidant pathway stimulated up, so we're getting antioxidant protection. We've also now isolated a formulation of getting bioavailability of curcumin and curcufin from fenugreek. This particular formulation has increased the bioavailability of curcumin by 45.5 times or 4,500 times. It has a full assortment of micronutrients. It has the prefiber, as you said, or prebiotic in IMO with isomaltoglycosaccharides. That is the best prefiber prebiotic that we know because it doesn't allow for any gastrointestinal upset. In addition, it's a split pea and rice protein, so most people have no digestive problems with that. And we've added essential amino acids, branched chain amino acids, and 750 milligrams of glutamine. Glutamine is the most abundant amino acid in the body, and it's been studied over the last two decades to show and help intestinal mucosal repair. So if you do those first four parts, a couple of weeks of each with your practitioner, there should be a distinctive change, and the pseudo 4.B or 4.2 part would be to retest. If all symptomology and lab tests have gone away, you then can go to a retain phase, which would be GI sustain, which is typically your everyday meal replacement to add and to hold your gastrointestinal structure and integrity.
Mm-hmm. So that's a pretty comprehensive approach to really supporting gut health. We talked about removing things that we don't want. So just to review, that's going to be the foods, the allergens. This is typically getting on a good anti-inflammatory diet. For some people, you can also go through some food sensitivity testing, if that's an option for you, to understand what foods you want to eliminate. But really, you want to try and pull out anything that's possibly inflammatory or irritating to the gut. I love the idea of, you know, not just improving the diet, but then using some of these natural antimicrobials to start working on killing off some of the bad bugs. And we've seen, you know, there's a fair amount of literature that shows things like the ingredients in Candibactin BR, these berberine type ingredients. You know, you call them sort of medicinal herbs. They're almost like natural antibiotics in some way. They do have strong antimicrobial properties, and there are some conditions that seem to really respond, especially particularly in the gut, to these natural antimicrobials and their ability to start wiping out bad bacterial colonies. And while it's important to start shifting your flora by improving your diet, if you're 45 years old and it's the first time that you've decided to make a shift, you've got 45 years behind you of probably poor eating and supporting bad bacterial colonies. You may need to do a little bit of work to try and wipe those out, which is why we promote and support the idea of using an antimicrobial and then introducing something like the Ultra Inflamex. Dr. Silverman, is this considered a medical food or is it just a dietary supplement?
No, it's actually a medical food, and it's a great point. Because
can you explain
sure.
What that means?
Sure. Medical food is fabulous in that it has been scientifically proven to help with a medical condition, and that condition is IBD, irritable bowel disease. In addition, a medical food is supposed to incorporate ingredients that are GRAS, G-R-A-S, generally recognized as safe. It also has to show specific scientific literature. And in Metagenics, where it's made, there's tremendous amount of PhDs and literature behind it. It's so a medical food is a cut below a drug, but it's icons ahead of what we call functional foods and dietary supplements.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that is an interesting point because there's some science and research backing its effect in human clinical trials and research studies. So, you know, I've really enjoyed using the medical foods in my practice. And I think that, you know, Metagenics certainly has pioneered the development of medical foods and therapeutic sort of meal replacement products and really creates wonderful blends. The new research that you're talking about with the Ultra Inflamex X Plus 360, I think is very exciting. I think it's important to note, of course, you know, I think you can touch on this, Dr. Silverman, that the utilization and maximum benefits of these products are usually always seen in the context of wider scale lifestyle changes like you've talked about, like removing food allergens, balancing the gut microflora. Is that correct?
yes, we're doing it at that level. I just did a case study on the Ultra Inflamex Plus 360 where we had people with, you know, ulcerative colitis, leaky gut, which we confirmed with lab tests. And within 30 to 60 days, there was a tremendous turnaround, as most people said, a life-changing turnaround.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, I think that's important to know. We talk a lot about supplements and nutrients on the show. I try and drive this point home over and over and over again to everybody out there, whether we're talking about fish oils or we're talking about probiotics or we're talking about anti-inflammatory herbs or supplements. The idea that everything can just be found in a pill that you take, it just doesn't work that way. This is why so many people are frustrated with the conventional medical model, because answers don't come in just a drug or just a supplement. Answers come by making wide-scale shifts to your lifestyle habits that support your body moving in the right direction, and then you use the targeted proper nutrients, supplements, vitamins, herbs, whatever it is, to support that process moving forward, to facilitate it, to make it move faster, and to give the body the support it needs in order to move in the right direction along with the healthy lifestyle. And that is where you see the really exciting research start to happen. There are some, you know, exceptions, and there are some nutrients and products where if that's the only thing that you do, you can see some benefits, but there's always greater benefits when you incorporate these things with sweeping lifestyle changes, which typically, as Dr. Silverman pointed out, include things like elimination diets to reduce inflammation and reduce food allergies, to start with movement and exercise and proper sleep and all of those things. So when we come back from the break, Dr. Silverman, let's continue our conversation with and about inflammation. You've got a wonderful practice specializing in sports medicine and inflammation and soft tissue injury. I'm sure there's a million things we could get into there about some of the things you've seen clinically, because as we know, chronic pain is a major problem in our country, a major problem. And what we're learning, what's even more scary, is the methods that people are using to manage their chronic pain, specifically over-the-counter non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, are becoming very problematic in their research, and that they're showing now that even use for one or a few days can significantly increase risk of heart attack or stroke. So what are people doing for pain? What are they doing for chronic inflammation, injury related inflammation, without turning to the medicine cabinet and popping these pills that we know are showing some significant risk? I think that'd be a great topic to discuss in the next segment, and any other things that you have. So this is Dr. Kevin Pacero with the Essentials of Healthy Living. Stay tuned for more great talk about inflammation. We'll be back right after these words.
Solgar number 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar number 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar number 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar number 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar number 7 says yes. Solgar number 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA certified organic, non-GMO verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Put a little more jingle in your pocket by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's year-end sale. This year, we're celebrating our 50th anniversary with big savings. From now until the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Give the gift of good health to the people you care about and stock up on healthy living essentials for yourself, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or on the web at myvillagegreen.com. Or just give us a jingle at 301-530-0800.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember, Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you for tuning in. We're here today with Dr. Robert Silverman. He graduated magna cum laude from the University of Bridgeport College of Chiropractic and has his Master's of Science in Human Nutrition. Dr. Silverman has had a great career. He works a lot with sports medicine. He helps people with chronic injury and pain. He was awarded the 2015 Sports Chiropractor of the Year by ACA Sports Council, and he is a internationally known speaker and author, contributing to articles published in Dynamic Chiropractic, also Chiropractic Economics, The Original Internist, and Holistic Primary Care. Dr. Silverman, thank you for being with us on the show today.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. It's been a great conversation.
Great. I'd love to, sorry to interrupt, but I just want to make a quick mention that the Village Green is having their 50th anniversary celebration this in the next coming months. They're celebrating 50 years of business here in the Bethesda area. They'll be doing lots of great promotions and giveaways, so make sure to stay tuned, log on to the site, and visit the store. We're also getting ready to kick off our year-end sale, which will be 35% off of all Pathway products, 25% off of all other products, and 20% off of skincare lines. So make sure to stop in and take advantage of the great savings from now until the end of the year related to the 50-year anniversary and the year-end sale. So, Dr. Silverman, let's get into some of the aspects of inflammation as it relates to what people experience on a day-to-day basis. We can talk about inflammation and its role in diabetes and heart disease, but what really gets people is inflammation that causes pain. And so many people are in chronic pain, arthritis pain, musculoskeletal pain. We know back surgeries are super common and many of them fail. We have major issues in this country with reliance on opioid drugs, which do great for pain relief, but are highly addictive and are causing epidemics of problems across the United States. We're learning more about the over-the-counter pain relievers, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. We're talking about naproxen, ibuprofen, acetaminophen, and there's warnings about those, specifically ones that they're tied to increased risk of stroke and cardiovascular disease, which we knew was a problem but thought was only cumulative if you were taking them for a while. But new research that was released this summer basically shows that within 1 to 3 days of starting over-the-counter non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, you can significantly increase your risk of heart attack or stroke. So what are people to do when they're in pain? It's not enough to tell people that they just have to live in pain, but you are an inflammation expert as well as an expert in body mechanics and body maintenance as a chiropractor. Help us understand what you do in your practice to help people get out of chronic pain.
Terrific lead-in. What I usually say is non-steroid anti-inflammatories decrease pain, but they impair healing. Nutraceuticals, like we're talking about, decrease pain also, but they promote healing. And that's really the difference. These NSAIDs cause leaky gut, which really compromise the gut, which we talked about with the 5Rs. They don't allow for joint cartilage synthesis. They don't allow for any kind of fracture healing, any kind of muscle recovery, muscle hypertrophy. So people really should avoid them at all costs. In reference to the pain, I have a three-prong effect. So I'm a big proponent that the pain's coming from systemic inflammation. And most people, as we talked about earlier, don't understand that even though inflammation is supposed to resolve, it never truly resolves. We as doctors actually thought inflammation resolved as a passive process, but it's not. It's an active process. So fish oils, which should be a staple in everybody's supplemental cabinet, are fabulous to help with certain inflammatory markers, great for cell membrane health, great for brain health, great for body composition. Unfortunately, inflammation doesn't get resolved if you take a fish oil. What we're looking to take now is this breakthrough technology, which is a fractionated fish oil, which is called an SPM, or a specialized pro-resolving mediator. These SPMs now resolve inflammation. So most people, usually if you were to make a graph, have inflammation and it never ends. The graph never comes back to the original starting point. By taking these SPMs, we're now resolving inflammation. Patients in my practice are now finding 2 to 4 weeks, there's no more pain. These SPMs are a great addition in gut health for Ultra-Inflamix Plus 360 because inflammation is needed when you have injury. The problem with inflammation, and now we'll piggyback into some other things, is sometimes it raises too high and or it doesn't end. And these SPMs give an equal amount of time between the initiation and the resolution of inflammation. So this is a breakthrough finding. Charles Sirhan at Harvard has actually isolated these. It's been 20 years since we've learned about the omega-3 and omega-6 pathways. So this is truly a breakthrough. He's up for a Nobel Prize. So this is actually, for me, my nutraceutical aspirin of the 21st century right now, the SPMs.
Great. So are SPMs widely available as dietary supplements?
They're available. It's called Omegagenix SPM, and Metagenix has the patent data for the next 10 years. So my suggestion is everybody go get some SPMs, for lack of a better term.
And do you use them like for an acute injury? If somebody has a sprain or a strain or they have an issue, do they offer fast relief?
They offer fast relief because they take just a little while. They don't stop the inflammation. They allow the inflammation to run through its proper cycle, but it ends it. The problem is the cycle wasn't ending prior to this finding.
Hmm. Interesting. Okay, great. So what else do we... Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. For soft tissue, anything outside the bone, extracellular matrix, ligaments, cartilage, tendons, and fascia. Most people don't understand this extracellular matrix is truly an intracellular signaler. So when you have a soft tissue injury, it's cascading because the body's all interconnected. Communications, and even though you have a soft tissue injury, you're actually getting inflammation throughout the body. Something that I like is a formulation that takes a skirm, berberine, selenium, folic acid, and niacinamide, which blocks or modulates the overexpression of those MMPSs, the body's own proteolytic enzymes, which are expressed at the time of injury, and come out and unfortunately not only take away the cellular debris, the vacuum cleaners clean up, they also start wearing away against or eating healthy collagen. So if people will come in with a tendinitis or an acute condition, it would turn into a degenerative condition because the overexpression of these MMPSs. This formulation called EC Matrix modulates that down, stopping, especially in the musculoskeletal light, tendinitis from going to tendinosis. So soft tissue injury, EC Matrix.
Hmm. Interesting. So some really understanding the physiology behind inflammation and using targeted nutrients to modify it specifically in acute injury.
Absolutely. And the last one would really be joint. You know, glucosamine and chondroitin, fabulous. I mean, they just had a new study that came out the other day on chondroitin beating Celebrex for not only joint pain, but joint healing. Well, no shock there. I mean, maybe the pain, yes. But the joint healing, we know Celebrex wasn't going to help heal, so just chondroitin on its own. Great studies on glucosamine and chondroitin. Glucosamine has also been studied not just for the knee and the extremities. Great results back in 2003 on spinal disc repair. So as a chiropractor, again, my origins are in the spine, glucosamine and chondroitin has been positively researched, 1,500 articles, on joint or, you know, disc and meniscus. Now we have something that's really unique, something that two specific ingredients. Ingredient number one is something called undenatured collagen type 2. Chicken sternum, or I like to say from New York, Jewish penicillin. Mm-hmm. So chicken soup with vegetables was studied at the University of Stanford, and they found out that it had a positive effect on joint. They were amazed. So the University of Nebraska and Harvard studied the chicken sternum, taking out the vitamins, the antioxidants that they thought were in the vegetables, and found out that the chicken broth had the same positive effect on the joint. Now, as you know, if you inject collagen in a joint, it starts causing arthritis. Arthritis is the body's response to inflammation. It's not wear and tear. University of Nebraska found out that if you ingest this chicken sternum, which is cooked at a very low temperature on the nature collagen type 2, it actually allowed the body to have an oral tolerance. The Peyer's patch, the area in the body that has these killer T cells and turns on to attack, it's able to pass the Peyer's patch because the protein helix is intact and matches the joint and goes to the joint. So Undenature Collagen Type 2 is a breakthrough product that's been studied in placebo to help increase knee extension, activities of daily living, walking up and down stairs, and when tested versus glucosamine in three different studies, beat glucosamine anywhere from 2 to 3 times. So that's truly a breakthrough ingredient. When you mix that with a SKIRM, which is shown again to help with decreasing inflammation in both chronic and acute conditions, you have a powerful formulation to help with joint function, and that is called Osteovantiv for joint osteoarthritis.
Yeah, Osteovantiv is a nice product. It's one that I utilize a lot in my office for chronic joint pain and can be really, really helpful, especially when you combine it with some of the other anti-inflammatory strategies like you've talked about, using omega-3 fatty acids, proper diet, using highly absorbable curcumin extracts. When you combine these together, you can get really nice results in regards to helping to reduce inflammation and reduce pain, which is really, really exciting. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have our last segment with Dr. Silverman, and we'll be continuing this conversation around inflammation, and we'll be talking about other strategies that you can use to help modify inflammation in your diet, modify inflammation in your diet to support overall health and wellness. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we'll be back right after these words.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary, and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
If you have arthritis, everyday tasks can become a challenge. That's why more and more doctors are recommending Arthrobin, an all-natural medical food for the dietary management of osteoarthritis. It contains a combination of bioflavonoids, which work to reduce inflammation and joint deterioration, along with collagen peptides, which increase joint mobility, function, and repair. Arthrobin is not a drug and is virtually free of negative side effects. Look for Arthrobin by Designs for Health today, available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. Thank you all for tuning in. Today we've been talking with Dr. Robert Silverman about inflammation in the body and talking about different strategies to reduce inflammation. We started off the show talking about gut health and digestive health, and then we've moved into other therapies that we can do to support the resolution of inflammation with some exciting new fish oil products, Omegagenics, which is a cutting-edge new research-backed way of looking at resolving the inflammatory process in the body, is a product by Metagenics. And we've talked about some other really interesting things. So today we're going to be talking about, or this last segment, we're going to be talking about some lifestyle factors that can influence inflammation. So, Dr. Silverman, working in a clinic where you're dealing with people, athletes, people in chronic pain, or, you know, a lot of people seek out chiropractic because of chronic back pain and disc issues, or athletes with injury, you know, you're using all these nutrients to really help people. But what else are we talking about from a lifestyle perspective that's so important in supporting and reducing inflammation and helping people resolve injury and sources of inflammation that could lead to other problems?
Yeah, to speak to the lifestyle, really, you know, again, the diet that they eat. We're big on a low inflammatory, you know, low anti-inflammatory diet. We prefer gluten-free, eating small meals throughout the day. I have no problem with carbohydrates, but just quality carbohydrates. Some of the biggest problems is people eating crappy carbs, high fructose corn syrup. 8 to 15% of the average American's calories comes from soda. I mean, that's sinful.
Mm-hmm.
They just talked the other day about decreasing added sugars to only 10% of the total sugars you eat, which is 200 calories. I don't know why we really have to add any sugar. Additionally, we need to avoid artificial sweeteners. That's really showed us to have a dysregulation in the microbiome leading to a blood sugar issue or blood glucose issue, because the brain acknowledges the sweetness, thinks the carbohydrate comes out, insulin comes out. So the diet is clearly something to start. Activity. We're just not active enough. And we need to get some activity. Even if it's just 20 to 30 minutes of walking, the 10,000 steps a day would be great. Those who really want to pick up their intensity, high interval intensity training, HIIT, is really a good choice. I try and get 20 to 30 minutes of intense exercise every day. If I want to lift weights, that would be an addition. Just to get that intensity up, the endorphins, the heart rate up, I would strongly recommend that. Stress and sleep, try and modulate your stress as much as you can. Get about 8 hours of good quality sleep to allow your body to recover. You know, it sounds crazy, but I tell my patients, you know, give me reasons for success. Don't give me excuses for failures.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's be positive. I mean, I woke up this morning. I wasn't in a pine box, quite frankly. There were no flowers. I'm going to get to help somebody today, or multiple people. It's a good day. And I try and tell everybody, it's a good day, you're here, you're going to get healthier. So those are sort of the lifestyle concepts. As far as, you know, what foods and within the foods, organic, free range, clean water if we can, watch the BPA bottles, things of that nature, great choices. Supplemental to diet and lifestyle, because that's what supplements are. Good phyto-multi, great choice, multivitamin, multimineral, phytonutrients, really been shown to help with DNA stability. We talked about just the standard omega-3 fatty acids, 2 grams a day for cell membrane and brain health. Vitamin D, I live in the Northeast, you guys are a little warmer down there, I'm in New York. We don't get exposed to a lot of sun, so 2 to 5,000 IUs of vitamin D, great choice. Will really help, it should be called hormone D. But where I've seen a real bang for the buck in vitamin D is truly in immunity and musculoskeletal health.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that has a musculoskeletal injury has deficient vitamin D. The probiotic, we talked about that before. Even in the 3 and 4 month year old, we have an ultra floor baby with liquid that we can get in. There's chewables for the 1, 2, and 3 year olds. The adults need to be on a good, proper probiotic. And the other supplement that I would really recommend would be any kind of fruit and green drink. We should be having up to 13 fruits and vegetables. I mean, if you think about that, that's my 5 meals a day. It's 2 to 3 cups of vegetables per meal with a couple of fruits. Very tough. So I recommend supplementing with like a Phytoganics to get that up. Cleaner living, avoid the chemicals that you use on your face. Too bad we don't have enough time. Maybe we'll come back and talk about detox one time, but
mm-hmm.
any chemical that you put on your skin gets absorbed in 26 seconds. So truly trying to change your lifestyle, Jim Rome once said, take care of your body. It's the only place you have to live.
Yeah, it's entirely true. Those are really great lifestyle points that you brought up. And I think they're things that we've talked about on the show before. You know, there really are the fundamental to making these supplements work to their maximum effectiveness. I mean, like I said, there are some individual nutrients. Sometimes with the high enough dosing, you can use a fish oil supplement to really reduce inflammation, or use a product like the Osteovantiv to help get people out of pain. But the results are always better when people modify their diet. And I mean, I've seen it personally in the patients that I work with and in myself. I mean, I used to have some chronic musculoskeletal neck issues, neck tension, and my weak area was my neck. If I was going to get overly stressed, or I was overly active in a way that wasn't really paying attention to my body mechanics. And let's face it, we all try and be healthy and do exercise, and sometimes we do it and we don't exactly pay attention to the proper structure of our body. I would get a lot of really bad neck muscle spasms. And what completely changed it for me was a discovery on some blood testing that I was pretty reactive and highly sensitive to gluten. And with the elimination of this food, it was a complete elimination of my musculoskeletal discomfort in my neck. I didn't have other issues that I was really looking at eliminate, that I was really looking for improvements in, and I didn't expect it to affect that area of my body. But talking about inflammation and talking to a doctor that specializes in musculoskeletal health like Dr. Silverman, it really is telling to know that something that I was eating was affecting my gut, potentially causing some leaky gut and gut permeability, fueling inflammation. And for my body, that inflammation was being manifested with muscle tension that was showing up in a weak area of my body, which was in my neck. And so, you know, the phenomenal results that it's been for me personally to not have that kind of pain or discomfort by just eliminating one simple food has been so great, because it's allowed me to enjoy all my activities. And what I've noticed is not only do I have not have that predisposition to muscle tension and muscle injury, but my muscle recovery, my muscle performance in all the other sports and training that I do has significantly improved since I've done that. And it's different for each person, right, Dr. Silverman? One person might understand that a change in their inflammatory patterns, whether it's giving up food or repairing their gut, might reduce their headaches. And for another person, it might be their IBS. And for another person, it might be their joint pain or their muscle pain or some other aspect of their health. It's different for each person.
Absolutely. I mean, and you spoke about gluten, and that's probably one of the biggest offenders, the hyperlization of gluten. It's amazing. I mean, think about 10 or 20 years ago, how many people were allergic to gluten and going through all these ails, and now we know.
Yeah,
that gluten is such a high inflammatory food.
Yeah, and that is the key. Now we know. We've had conversations on gluten before, and you know, I mean, what we know is that the increased rise in the diagnosis of celiac disease and other gluten-sensitive, gluten-related problems cannot be accounted for by just looking at genetics and looking at increased recognition of the condition. It doesn't add up. The rates of diagnosis are climbing way higher than those two factors could account for. So there's few things going on. There's number one, an increased reactivity to this food, which many people are linking back to the way the food is produced, certain types of pesticides and harvesting and storage practices that are used, how much we're eating, its pervasiveness in the diet. There's all these environmental factors. But in addition, we're also becoming a little bit more aware of the fact that this food has been causing problems for a really long time. Gluten and celiac disease has been documented all the way back into the Roman era. So it's not like it's something new. It's a highly antigenic, allergenic food that has somehow worked its way into as a staple of our diet. But really, even top researchers suggest that we start looking for a different type of grain staple to feed the developed world besides gluten because of its high allergenicity.
Agreed. And I think the grains that we're going to go towards are these ancient grains, which are flower seeds, quinoa, and the like.
Yeah, they tend to have a much better tolerability and much less allergenicity. So, well, that was a great show, Dr. Silverman. Any parting words, any last little bits of information that you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Clearly, a mind stretched by a new idea never returns to original dimensions. Hopefully all your listeners have a few stretch marks after our conversation today.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Silverman. We really appreciate all your expertise in being with us on the show today. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living. Thank you all for tuning in, and we'll be wishing you the best of health until next time. Take care. Bye-bye.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get a around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.